Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. It's Thursday, news listeners, and it's time for today's edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 26th of August, 2021. We have the best technology news that's been going on the past couple of days, and it's coming your way in about 5 minutes. Well, what the hell? Let's start off with rumors and Apple, of course, and the iPhone 13. Looks like Apple might be testing a new Face ID hardware. The reason for this? Well, a lot of us are still wearing masks, unfortunately. So, wearing a mask or even foggy glasses might be a thing now to unlock your iPhone with your face. Apple appears to be testing an advanced Face ID hardware, and this is actually a case that fits snugly around the iPhone 12, meaning this is definitely for internal use only. Most people believe this is a prototype for the new Face ID that will be hitting iPhone 13. Now, the reason why for the case with the new Face ID integration is apparently they need to do this on a mass testing scale to get it right, and I'm sure they don't have enough iPhone 13s to just be handing out yet. All indications are pointing that employees will be testing this out, and more than likely we'll be seeing it launch at the iPhone 13 event, or maybe a little thereafter. If you just love your desktop apps for your Ring devices, well, I've got some bad news for you. Coming October 15th, the Ring Always Home desktop application for your Mac and PC, they won't work anymore. And if you think, I'll stay logged in, that'll do it. No, it won't. It'll automatically log you out. Now, as you probably guess, since you can't use the desktop app anymore, Ring is suggesting you use your mobile. Yay. Or even going to ring.com. However, though, a lot of key features, they won't be there. Well, we now know it's official, Fitbit's new Charge 5. This, of course, is off the big old leaks we had last week. And now the company's new fitness tracker, it's all there for us to see. Now, with the Charge 5, it actually kind of thins down the hard angles, giving it definitely a much more elegant look. And as we've told you last week, it will have an OLED display. In fact, the screen is actually 10% larger than the Charge 4 and about 450 nits brighter. Now, just like a lot of other Fitbit devices, the Charge 5 has all those other health tracking features. But now, get ready for a new one called your Daily Readiness Score. And as you probably predicted, the Daily Readiness Score predicts just how much your day is going to go well or not well for you. Personally, I'm old-fashioned. You kind of make the day for what it is. I don't rely on a device to tell me how it's going to go. But hey, like I said, I'm old-fashioned. The Charge 5 will come in the colors of black, silver, and gold, and will cost around $180. Well, like it or not, Windows 11, it's a-coming. That is, if your hardware can handle it. That's a whole other story. Of course, with a new operating system on the way, Microsoft's kind of curious just how many people are going to be switching to it. At least right now, over half of the users plan to upgrade to Windows 11. It's funny, though, when you break this down, though. First and foremost, nobody likes the new look. Though they say they still will upgrade. 35% of those people, they didn't like the centered start menu. In fact, 6% of those said that Microsoft's just ripping off Mac. On the other hand, though, 7% of those surveyed said, hey, Microsoft didn't go far enough. I expected something more glamorous or something. Now, the same survey, 21% felt that it's just way too close to the same old Windows thing. Yeah, this survey just kind of goes all over the place, doesn't it? Now, within this survey, Microsoft discovered that Windows 11 has been a big boost for the Windows Insider program, with actually 17% of those who responded, they actually signed up to test the OS a little sooner. As for the other ones we didn't really hear about in the Microsoft survey, well, those are the ones that have the old hardware and won't be able to experience a damn thing. Finally, bring out the cake and ice cream. It's Facebook Messenger's 10th anniversary. Whoop-de-doo. I also feel old, too. Really, it's been around that long? Yeah, believe it or not, Facebook's messaging app is officially 10 years old. And even if you don't want to celebrate it, by golly, Facebook's going to. They're actually doing it with a whole bunch of new features and a birthday theme. I mean, why not? The birthday version of Messenger has, of course, birthday sound emojis, AR effects, stickers, chat themes, and even other effects that you've yet to even see, probably. In fact, according to Facebook, users will be able to send cash to friends as a birthday gift from Facebook Pay. Yay! Now, as far as when all these party hardy features are hitting Facebook Messenger, well, it should be about right now. Got a story? No one else is listening? Send it our way, BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Our website located at BritishTechNetwork.com. Get on over there and support the news show, please. Yes, that is where you can support the news show because we need your help to keep going. Please, if you haven't already, consider donating to the British Tech News Show. For as little as $5 a month, you can help us stay on the air. And those of you that have already, thank you so very, very much for your support. We cannot do this without you. Our Facebook page, it's still over there at British Tech Network. And we're on Twitter as well at British Tech. But don't forget to come by our community and join in the conversation today by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show, back at your way for your Friday edition tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be happening. But until then, have a great Thursday. And thank you so much as always for listening.